Welcome to the 2008 Twilight Cinema Series. And tonight you'll be watching one of my favorite films, directed by grandmaster filmmaker Akira Kurosawa, the film called Rashomon. In 1950, the Japanese grandmaster filmmaker Akira Kurosawa made Rashomon and started a cult classic. And this film is on the top 100 list of the best films ever made. The story is that in 12th century Japan, a samurai and his wife are attacked by a notorious bandit. The woman is raped and her husband killed. And the film gives us four viewpoints of this one incident, one for each defendant, and each revealing a little more detail. So the question for us is, which version, if any, is the real truth about what happened? Rashomon was reluctantly made by a minor Japanese studio, and the studio head didn't like it, and so he removed his name from the credits. And of course, then it won the Golden Lion Award at the Venice Film Festival, and this opened the world of Japanese cinema to the West, and eventually won the Academy Award in the US as the best foreign film. What's striking about this film is that no one had seen anything like it in the past, because it broke many of the rules or taboos normally held in Hollywood. For example, it used flashbacks in many special ways, and it moved the film out of the studio and into the forest, and it filmed directly into sunlight. Now, flashbacks are normally referred to as action that happened in the past. There's a certain consistency there. In this film, the flashbacks are first-person eyewitness accounts that differ radically. And so Kurosawa uses flashbacks to contradict action in the story. And Rashomon is really a great filmmaking example because the flashbacks are used as both elements of truth and falsity. The truth lies in that they're accurate portrayals of each witness's story of what actually may have happened. And it's of course false because, as Kurosawa says in his autobiography, quote, human beings are unable to be honest with themselves about themselves, and they cannot talk about themselves without embellishing. End of quote. And as truth and memory here in this film struggle to emerge, the story naturally unfolds through the confessions of the witnesses. Another rule that is broken in this film is when the famous cinematographer Kazuo Miyagawa shoots directly into the sun. And of course then it was a taboo because the belief in Hollywood was that film could not handle the exposure of direct sunlight. And Hollywood films at this point were all made in studios to simulate the natural environment. And shooting on location for the first time in a natural rainforest was quite astonishing, not only for the filmmakers, but for the audience, as it was the primary set location for the entire film. Kurosawa's impact in the film industry is really quite remarkable with this film. In fact, there's a term called the Rashomon effect, named after, of course, this film, which is defined as the effect of the subjectivity of perception on recollection, by which observers of an event are actually able to produce substantially different but equally plausible accounts of it. With that said, enjoy the show.